The Humboldt County Coroner's Office has confirmed the identities of two CAL FIRE subcontractors who perished in a tragic plane crash near Neyland Airport on Tuesday, July 23rd. The pilot of the Cessna has been identified as 49-year-old Gabriel Joshua Culp from Grass Valley. Culp was an experienced pilot with extensive qualifications, including instrument-rated commercial multi-engine certification with over 1,200 total flight hours, 350 multi-engine hours, and 200 tailwheel hours. He was professionally flying support missions for CAL FIRE and had significant experience with low-level operations in mountainous terrain. The passenger, a helicopter mechanic, has been identified as 60-year-old Tomias Edward Smith from Carmichael. Both men were working as subcontractors for Amentum, a company contracted by CAL FIRE. Initial reports indicated that three people were aboard the plane, though only the bodies of Culp and Smith have been recovered from the wreckage. In a press release issued today, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office stated, quote, "At this time, only these two bodies have been recovered from the wreckage," end quote. It remains unclear if a third person was, in fact, aboard the aircraft at the time of the crash. Next of kin has been notified, and an autopsy will be completed in the coming days to confirm the causes of death. The cause of the crash remains under investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board and the Federal Aviation Administration. In a message to all CAL FIRE employees, Director and Fire Chief Joe Tyler expressed his condolences. Quote, "It is with great sadness that I inform you of the passing of two of our Amentum colleagues, pilot Gabe Culp and mechanic Tomias Smith, who tragically lost their lives at approximately 11:09 a.m. in an aviation accident while attempting to land at the Neyland Airport in Humboldt County," end quote. Chief Tyler added, quote, "Although the employees were not assigned to a CAL FIRE incident, it is important to recognize the vital role they play in supporting CAL FIRE's aviation program. I want to thank the Humboldt Del Norte Unit, Incident Management Team 2, Northern Region staff, and our Aviation and Fire Protection Program staff who have experienced another tragic loss. Your professionalism and respect for the deceased throughout this process is appreciated beyond words," end quote. To honor their memory and service, Chief Tyler has authorized flags to be flown at half staff and badges to be shrouded within the Humboldt Del Norte Unit, Aviation Management Unit, and Technical Air Operations. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office also expressed their deepest condolences to the families of those lost in this tragic accident. "We here at KMUD News also extend our condolences to the decedent's friends and family."